What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. They ain't never been ready. They ain't never gonna be ready. This is the What is TWS podcast. As always, I am J.Dot Flan. Across from me is my brother Rich Nerd. And
here,
we have a special guest via the interwebs that we'll introduce in a minute. This is episode 107 of the What is TWS podcast. I want to start out like we've been doing for the last couple shows. Let's remember Flint, Michigan. We're looking at 4+ years of no clean water. These are taxpaying citizens, people paying their water bills, have no clean water. The municipalities are trying to take away the bottled water programs. My brother Tavares Terrace, TT Charities, they've been doing a lot of good work out there in Flint. Last time I checked, it was at 14,000 gallons of clean water provided to those people. So anything you can do to help is greatly appreciated. You can donate, you can just share a post, retweet, whatever. But let's help get the message out and take care of our folk. I gotta make sure we're recording, Rich. You know, I've done that before. Alright, but man, I'm trying to figure out when I should do the introduction. Like, should I go right in?
Yes, fuck it.
I just make them sit there for a long time.
Shout out to
I don't even know how to, we're just gonna call him Atari. He's well known on the Facebook group. If you're in the Facebook group, you know who Atari is.
Oh yeah, we know at this point. Brought some life to the group.
He been reported already.
Came in with a bang, bang.
Right. I ain't do nothing about it, but I figured let's just have him on the show. He can explain himself. So we're gonna call this Atari Explains It All. Shout out to Nickelodeon. You know, if y'all ain't old enough to remember where I got that reference from, then you must be a millennial.
I just peeped it too. Shout out to Atari living that high life. I got some of those in the fridge too.
Yeah. How y'all doing today?
We good. All right, sir. So what's good with you though? Let's let you get whatever you need to get off your chest early. Pause.
I didn't even know I got reported.
Yeah, you got reported.
The fofo came through. They was like, listen, pick him up. And me and Jared seen it. And I was like, listen, what's going to happen? Jared made an executive decision. And we let it rock for the time being.
Oh, man.
I'm like, yeah, that's family. We know he ain't mean nothing by it. But here's your chance.
Is it because I said host?
I believe it had a lot to do with the use of host.
Probably was related to some host.
Somehow host related.
I didn't mean anything by that. That's just a word, you know. It's just a word that you just say in the heat of battle. You know, it's better than, you know, the other word. You know, I mean, there was no malintent behind that word.
Yeah.
I just felt that
you a professional pop star, like, pause. Like, we know that's what you do.
I'm a troll, but I just felt the need to stir the pot even more because the responses that a lot of the women who were given were, I don't know. They didn't make any sense. They were proving my point. Right. But trying to justify, you know, they said that the ring doesn't matter, but don't bring that to me or whatever along those lines. I mean, I just felt like poking a bear right there because I just thought that was funny to me.
It made for an epic discussion, I think, you know, that made the work day go by. I got alerted to it like maybe an hour or two in, and Tammy's like, do you see what's going on the boards? I'm like, here I come. But it's quite the interesting time. So
man, it was, I just wanted to offer a little bit of perspective, just say what, you know, people might be thinking. but don't say in this politically correct era that we're living in.
And I appreciate that, because this politically correct era that we're living in, like, I'm having a hard time adjusting, and I feel like I'm a Neanderthal, and like nobody out there understands, I guess, the era that I came from. And like, yeah, I don't feel like we should have to be this. Like, I gotta watch everything I say because I might offend somebody. Like, that's
all right.
Tough enough.
Before we go too deep down the rabbit hole, pause. Let's give everybody a little bit of backstory about what's going on and what caused the whole situation. The whole situation.
I see what you did there. All right, so basically, we talked about this on the last episode. We had the topic on the group with about rings. Like, if your man came to you with the bubblegum machine ring with the chip at, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how would you respond? And we got a number, and I was surprised by some of the responses. I was surprised by, I think, what the one Atari is referring to, the whole, like, you should know what I like well enough to not bring me that, you know. And I think the response we may have been expecting was like, you know, if that's the best he could do, or I love me, it's a symbol of our love or whatever. But that whole, like, bring me what I want or don't bring me shit type, you know, that might have like spurred on.
And I don't want to argue and advocate for the women. I do feel like that might have been, I would like to feel it was taken out of context, or it wasn't explained as properly as it should have been. But at the same time, you never know. They could have literally meant, listen, bring me what the fuck I want, or don't come at all.
So you're trying to say it was like a Kanye moment? Like, they said something and didn't fully explain it, and then like they caught a backlash that they wasn't ready for?
They need some back-end context to it.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think they weren't ready for like backlash from men, because at this point, I mean, aren't most of the people on the in that group married?
It's a lot of married people in
it's
there.
It's mostly married or booed up people. It's mostly older women. It's a few younger millennials.
Oh,
but
Rich, you in trouble now.
for the most part, I mean, I feel like no matter what their status in the group, we have such an eclectic group that it feels like everyone, for the most part, is set. You know what I mean? Like, as in, they know who they are. They know what they want. They know what their life is. And there's no swaying them. Unless you got a damn good G. But, yeah, so it's the young women, the older women, there, everybody's at a point to where they know what it is. So I think that's what sparked the argument. Caused everybody to be so passionate.
I feel like if you focus so much on what the ring looks like instead of what it represents, then you might miss out. You know what I mean? If that's what you're solely focused on. Like that, because if you turn down my ring that I offer you, then, I mean, it might be time to move on. You know what I mean? That's the same thing as, to me, that's the same thing as a proposal, isn't that? Like, wasn't that a topic in the group one time? Like,
if I propose and you say no, like, ain't no done. It's done deal. Like, ain't no coming back from that. We can't go back to being cool.
Right, and that's why I said I just poked fun at it a little bit, because like I thought it was about what it represented and not necessarily, you know.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. I think that's where everybody's got it. Not everybody. That's where a lot of people got it messed up with. Like, we get so caught up in the proposal and the ring and the wedding, and like marriage is everything that happens after that. Like,
you say I do.
You know, like that proposal is a couple minutes. That ring, you know, that's a quick moment. You know, you get to look at it for a while, but that ring ain't gonna keep you happy when shit is going bad. Like, you gotta be about the commitment to make it through that marriage, right? So, like,
is this live or is it?
We're gonna edit this. We just recording and we're gonna edit it up.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like, can I say something like really? I feel like, hold on, how, like, what can I say? What can I not say?
This is the TWS podcast. You can say anything you want.
All right, so I really feel like a lot of times women bring their own expectations to ruin, because I think there's this social, this like I don't know, there's like this woman code that they have to look a certain way. Like, they're fighting for each other's approval more so than ours, it feels like. You know what I mean? And if we can't meet those expectations, sometimes it's like they take it out on us because we can't look good to the rest of the, you know, the kids on the playground and stuff like that.
I get that. I get that. The ring is more so, like, she would have been happy with a one-carat ring, but she wouldn't be able to show off to Monica and Jenny. So if you can't bring a two-carat so that way Monica and Jenny is jealous and make her look good, then it's not worth it.
Like, look at my toys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
I think a lot of that, I think the pressure then, like, you know, the trickle-down effect, you know, the pressure then is on us to help her impress, you know, the girlfriends or whatever.
But yeah, I think we give moments. Like, you know, I always tell dudes Valentine's Day is not about your girl. It's about them evil little youngins in the office that's going to clown the shit out of her if she don't get nothing. Like, you trying to earn points with them. You know, like, whatever you give your girl, she probably be happy with it. But you got to do something. To calm down all that chitter chatter from the peanut gallery sitting in the office. I'm getting myself in trouble right now, though.
But technically, it's true.
That's difficult because
whatever you give is going to be criticized and scrutinized.
Yeah, like, that's why I don't know. I tend to leave these types of things alone. Except when I know I can stir the pot, you know, just a little bit. Yeah. And it worked a little bit.
Oh, it worked.
But, yeah. But at the same time, so how much of it is on your girl or your fiance or your wife to, you know what I'm saying, calm her people down? Perfect example, Valentine's Day. You know, you got to go above and beyond, and you got to send them stuff, and you got to get all this extra stuff to make it look like it's good. But if your wife know, like, she's coming home and she got this expertly chef prepared meal and you taking care of her and you pampering her, you know what I mean, how much of it is on her to be like, nah, just because, you know, he didn't do this doesn't mean like he's an ain't shit nigga, like he take care of me, mm-hmm. like he's holding it down, you know what I mean, how much mm-hmm. of it is, you know, you don't have to show off? Because personally, I don't know any dudes, like, we not out here talking about, yeah, guess what, she got me for Father's Day and all of this stuff. Like, we rock out, we not coming to work bragging, talking about she got me a gift. You know, that's not our thing.
Alright, but we can't pretend like we speak the same language. Like, we know men and women just different, and they don't do what we do. Like, yeah, we don't go to work and be like, oh, check out what, you know, what Shorty did for me for this or that, you know, but they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Part of it is, you know, you just gotta understand we speak two different languages, and sometimes you gotta do, like, we do stuff that we know, you know. Like, Tammy and I would get in arguments, and she'd be like, you don't care. I'd be like, look at the stuff I do that, in my mind, shows that I care. Mm-hmm. Like, but that might not be the language that she speaks. In her mind, all she needs to know that I care is for me to say good morning in the morning. And that seems to me like some petty shit. But that's the language that she speaks. So if all it, you know, I got to speak her language every once in a while. Like, we got to find a middle ground every once in a while. Like, it's not important to us, but it's important to them. So sometimes you gotta
meet in that middle road.
First
of all, I'm a try not to skate for a moment.
Oh man!
Every woman in the world, so he knows it's coming. Every woman in the world want us to, you know, celebrate and prioritize Valentine's Day. When can we get some global recognition on Steak and BJ Day? I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm tired of that being like a ha-ha, what-if thing. That needs to happen. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
They need to mandate Steak and Blowjob Day.
If we gotta make sure you taken care of on February 14th, March 14th, you need to come with it. And don't be lazy. My jaw hurt. My neck hurt. I overcooked it. Oh, it was the wrong. No, it better be a ribeye or a bone-in tomahawk. And listen, do some motherfucking jaw kegels ahead of time.
All right, do some research.
Jaw shit.
Can't pull out the Black China on that day.
No. Crazy.
That she got killed. All right, we're gonna get into some topics. I don't want to go too far down the ring joint. These hoes ain't loyal. But anyway, I'm getting in all kinds of trouble today. All right, fuck it. So this is where I normally go through some shit that's been happening to me during the past, you know, week or so that I want to vent about. And so I wrote down a couple things. I have a coworker that I work with, works right next to me, and he might hear this. I don't know. At this point, I don't care because it's gotten on my nerves. The nigga makes like the most disgusting sounds of all time, and I normally try to like not pay attention to it. Like he does all the snorting and like, you know, hacking up shit and stuff. And I've had a cough for like a month, and so I felt like self-conscious every time I cough. You know, but now my cough is healed up, and this dude is just making these extremely annoying noises. And the other day, he did one of those snorts, like, you know, like he's sucking up snot or something like that. And that's gross enough as it is. But the niggas did it. He did the little snort and then said, yum, 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 yum. What the fuck, Rich?
I read the note and I was waiting for this topic to come up because I needed to know in context, like, what the fuck? Like, what?
This nigga snorted up phlegm and then was like, yum, yum, yum. Like, you know the little Dora, mm-hmm. the backpack. Like, he was like, delicioso.
It's like it went straight to his stomach and he was like, oh yeah, that was 5-star, 4-course.
I almost lost it, man. I almost lost it. It's gross. It's fucking gross.
Did you say buddy's name, though?
I ain't say his name. I ain't gonna put his name out there.
I'm about to say.
I mean, he know who he is. If he listening to this, gross, nigga, I only sit next to one person. He know who he is.
That nigga's name is Jimmy. Jimmy. What the fuck? Shit.
I swear to God, I was waiting on that.
Shit I ever heard.
Delicioso.
Fucking snot eating.
You too old to be eating burgers, huh?
Exactly, man. At least I could say he wasn't one of us. So maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe wherever.
They do be liking that protein.
Whatever click he claimed, you know, that's what they do. But that was
snorting up, like snorting up snap. That's nasty.
All right. And even if you're enjoying it or whatever, you ain't got to tell the rest of the office. Like, I don't need to know that it was delicious to you. You could have kept all that yum to yourself. And then what man says yum, 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 yum?
Yum, yum.
That ain't no masculine shit to do.
That's not. It's not for no booger.
That like, sounds like an inside joke or something. Like
you home and you got a nice piece of chocolate and you... You know what I mean. You with your wife and you... Fine. But you're out here at the office with boogers and shit. Ain't no yummy nothing about no fucking booger.
I'm learning shit about you. I don't want no rich. All right, but anyway, I didn't... Then I got irritated by these new Oreo flavors. And you told me you tried one of them.
Man, listen. I tried... All right, so I bought the pina colada, right? And I tried the pina colada. And I gotta say this. It's not that I liked it, but it's not that I hated it. You know what it tastes like?
Don't skate, Rich. Don't skate.
For real, do you know what the pina colada Oreo tastes like?
I'm afraid to ask. Go ahead, Rich. Go ahead.
Guess what it tastes like?
I don't know. You don't know?
Because all I tasted was the motherfucking Oreo cookie.
You didn't get no pina colada.
The cream... don't taste like nothing. It's like nothing flavor. It's like a mushroom. You know a mushroom only flavored unless you add flavor to it, like you season it.
Yeah.
It didn't taste like anything. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. Like it's not like, oh my god, like it didn't taste like shit. But they liked it. She was like, oh, I like these cookies. It didn't taste like shit.
They got the pina colada joints now. They got the cherry cola and then like and kettle corn.
First of all,
cherry cola.
You had the kettle corn one?
Have you ever had which one? Which one?
Have you tasted the kettle corn Oreos?
I have tasted those, and those aren't bad.
Do they actually taste like kettle corn?
Yeah, yeah. I actually like the caramel. What is it? The candy corn and the kettle corn ones. Those aren't bad.
They got candy corn joints.
Or candy corn Oreos? See, they're doing too much.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, try new things, man. YOLO, right?
What's wrong with chocolate and cream?
I like the lemons, right? I like the lemon ones.
Them lemons are nasty.
Yeah, lemon.
I just feel like we're going too far. We got like 13 flavors of Mountain Dew now. I don't know how many flavors of Oreos. Like, I'm old.
The cherry cola sounds good.
Hey, cherry cola sounds gross.
That sounds good. I mean, have you ever had like chocolate covered bacon?
I've had chocolate covered bacon. That's dope.
That's dope. It is, right? You didn't think so going into it, right?
bacon. You, it's not much you can do to bacon.
You can't get mad at anything involving bacon and chocolate.
Right. I'm not a chocolate fan. Like I don't eat chocolate. Like it's not that great to me. Sometimes I actually don't like it.
I had a chocolate shake in New York, and that was good as fuck. A chocolate bacon shake. I'm sorry.
I'm about to say, what the fuck is different?
No, it was a chocolate bacon Guinness.
Okay.
With brown sugar and caramelized bacon. It was good as fuck.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But it was good as fuck.
See, I was with you all the way up until the brown sugar.
You gotta caramelize the bacon, and it was nice and good. I mean, I had that with. You ever had that Dunkin' Donuts, the sandwich or the burger that they make on the donut? Nah,
the Luther. I call it the Luther.
The Luther off of the Boondocks.
Yeah.
Man, that shit's good. Cheeseburger with a glazed donut as the bread.
Yeah, I had one of those.
It was a heart attack.
Yeah, but
it was good.
What can be nasty about that, Jerry? Like, listen to everything in there. Like, that sounds like so much love went into the making of all of that. Like,
I'm just a traditionalist. I like regular.
Do you
shit.
Eat hamburgers?
I do eat hamburgers.
You just eat hamburgers because I know
cheeseburger.
You don't like. I know you don't like sauce.
Jerry,
do you just eat like the bread, the burger, and the cheese, and like that's it?
All right, pause. I just want meat and cheese. Pause.
Nigga, how can you eat just a burger with like meat and cheese?
Meat and cheese, though, pause.
That's dry as fuck.
Nah, if you the bacon is the and the cheese, and then I get mine medium rare. I don't cook my burger all.
You like raw meat?
There you go. See, fucking millennials.
Nah, that's crazy. Like, this dude don't like no. I mean, I'm not a ketchup fan. I gotta throw some mayo
ketchup
up there though, some sriracha.
Keep your condiments out of my house.
Some chipotle, something. You're just gonna not put nothing up there. That's crazy. All
right, and then last but not least, this one hurt my heart. And then add on the fact that Tessa Thompson was in the video. I have so many decisions to make. So Janelle Monáe. Well, actually, it's not a bad thing. Janelle Monáe came out officially as a pansexual. So first I had to Google pansexual because I had no idea what that was. But basically she's attracted to everybody.
Yeah.
Like regardless of sexual orientation, gender, whatever the fuck, like it's a free world.
So that's gay. The bottom, like, she's gay.
Yeah.
See, my thing is pansexual means you're attracted to any gender, right?
Yeah.
There's two genders.
No. See, you're gonna get yourself in trouble, Rich. I agree with you, but that's not
no.
No.
They're like four and a half genders, right?
It's a half a gender, man.
Yeah, like yeah.
What is it? It's like it's cisgender, which I guess is straight,
mm-hmm.
Gay, lesbian, trans, asexual, pansexual. I don't know.
The half of genders are like the guys who turn into girls and they'll date girls. So like that's
I'm confused.
Yeah,
that's too much going on. Because even if you're attracted to a transgender person, you're still attracted to a man who became a woman, so that's a woman, or a woman who became a man, so that's a man. So technically, you're either heterosexual or cissexual.
Okay.
So therefore, if you're attracted to either one of those, you're bisexual.
It's like multiplying by a negative number. Shit, it just fucks everything. Like, you know, you don't know at this point.
Negative. So there was this thing on MTV, and there was this transgender couple where each of them changed their sex and was dating each other.
Oh yeah, we talked about that on a past episode. This dude became a woman. And
was that the bodybuilder
dating and marrying a woman who became a guy? So then it was like you're back at square one.
But it's like, why did you even do that? It's like, are you gay or are you like? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I guess it's not for me to get. We really need to get like another gender on the show. We need to get like, what's the word? I don't have the words to communicate in this world no more, Rich.
Nope.
can't say nothing.
I don't discriminate. You know, I just be like, you know, it looks good on you.
I don't discriminate. I regulate every shade of that.
So I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Like, it looks good on you.
I'm guessing, you know, since Janelle Monáe loves everybody, that still means I got a shot, so she can stay on my list. Tessa Thompson. Wait a second.
So Janelle Monáe, is that the one that wanted to sing at Trump's inauguration?
Mm-hmm. Nah, that was Chrisette Michelle, right? Mm-mm. Janelle Monáe wanted to sing at Trump.
Janelle Monáe. That's when she got the whole backlash. Everybody was like, "F Janelle."
I thought that was Chrisette Michelle. Nah, that wasn't Janelle Monáe.
It was Janelle Monáe. Ain't nobody checking for Chrisette Michelle.
It was Chrisette Michelle.
Nope. No. I think it was Janelle Monáe.
It was Janelle Monáe. Yeah, Google it.
I'ma Google it.
It wasn't.
Yeah. Listen,
Trump don't want nothing to do with Chrisette. He want A-list Janelle Monáe.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna let Rich research that. We're gonna keep Rich. You got anything that you wanted to bring up for the week?
Nah. Everything I wanted to bring up is actually already a topic.
All right, so we're going to get into this lyric of the week. I think we both been talking about the Book of Ryan, Royce da 5'9"'s new album. I don't know if you're familiar with Royce Atari.
Yeah, I know who Royce is.
All right, yeah, so Royce just dropped a new album. I think it's pretty dope. It kills me, like, that J. Cole album has dropped, and that it replaced Cardi B, took over number one, killed it in terms of sales. Royce just dropped his album, and these are, like, to me, legitimate works of art, and I don't really hear people talking about it. Like, not the people that was all crazy about Cardi B's album, but, you know, I guess Cardi B was for them, Royce is for me. To each his own. Fuck it though. But the lyric of the week, lyric of the week from Royce da 5'9", there ain't no in between, sinners sell their souls, angels sell their halos and their wings. That's from the Royce 5'9" song Dumb off the Book of Ryan. It was like, that was like the only one, that was like the only punchline I could find that wasn't like four bars worth of material to get to the punchline. Like, his punchlines be so intricate that I'd have had to give you the whole verse for it to make sense. That was one that like fit into a quick snippet. But there ain't no in between, sinners sell their souls, angels sell their halos and their wings. I like that one. Like, you know, it's a lot of divisiveness right now in terms of people trying to be woke, or people on this side, or people on that side. It's like, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's pushing an agenda, and everybody's, you know, willing to give up a certain level of something to get it. You know, sinners sell their souls, angels sell their halos and their wings. Everybody's out here buying and selling. Same difference. But yeah, that Royce album is crazy. Like, I've been listening to it. That's been one of the few times in the last couple years I put on an album and listened to it straight through, like, first play. Like, didn't hit a song and get stuck on repeat. Like, I was so caught up in the concept and the story that I had to finish the whole thing before I could go back. If you haven't listened to it, I suggest go check out the Book of Ryan. It's a page turner. Ha 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 ha. You see what I did, David?
It's been a while since I've been able to do that, like, you know, listen to an album front to back.
Yeah.
I think the last time I've done that was, and don't laugh, okay?
Uh-oh.
It was probably the first two Carters.
All right.
I mean, that was my lyricist, you know, for me growing up, was Wayne. I think Wayne is an all-time lyricist. He may not have been talking about a lot, but anything that was necessarily relatable to any of his audience. But, I mean, I can appreciate his wordplay. I can appreciate, his flow at the time was, I mean, he period at the time was groundbreaking. And that was the last time I was able to, you know, listen to anything just front to back. When I got that CD, I actually sat in my car and listened to the whole thing before I actually left the parking lot of the store.
Man, that's dope. Nah, I'm with you on Wayne. Like, you know, like you said, like, you know, regardless of content, like, it's bars. The bars are there.
Did I just age myself when I got that CD? I sat in front of the store. Oh my God.
Yeah, you bought a CD at a store, my nigga? God damn.
That's good.
There's people listening like they sold CDs and stuff. What's a CD?
A CD.
You didn't get it on Spotify, man? But yeah, now I'm with you on Wayne. I've been waiting for a pro. I heard a song he did recently that I wasn't really feeling, but he do have some of like my all time favorite, like just dumb out songs, like just flow, just go. It don't have to mean nothing, don't have to say nothing, but it's just bars, just punchline after punchline.
Like that the Upgrade You freestyle that he did over Beyonce song.
I don't think I heard that one.
Yeah, listen to that one. I feel like he just, you know, he just drank a whole cup of lean and just went in the studio and said the first things that came to his mind.
I seen a video with him.
Wayne used to be ridiculous.
I seen a video of him recording, and it's like he was in the studio or in the booth, you know, rolling up or whatever, and he would like just rap for a couple seconds and then stop, you know, take a couple puffs and be like, all right, punch me in. And they give like two more bars and then stop. Like, all right, punch me back in. And he was just like piecing a verse together, like just punchline by punchline. You could tell he was like writing on the spot. But it's like getting a couple bars in, stop, chill for a second. All right, punch me back in.
That sounds like privilege, though. That sounds like something you can do when you sell enough and then you can like get your own studio time or whatever. Because at the time, that wasn't that common. Was like your own studio time.
Yeah, studio time costs way too much for the average dude just to be sitting in there doing shit like that. I wouldn't know nothing about that though, cause I'm out of that business though. I don't play them games no more.
Nah, man, I heard you. What was that you tagged me?
I don't know. Did I tag you on the CeeLo joint? That cooking up dope. I don't know. I mean, I'm playing around with it because I have fun. But
was it Brick Road Challenge?
Yeah,
it was Brick Road Challenge.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had bars. I didn't know you had that in you, man. Pause.
I'm just having fun. I'm past the point where I want to be a rapper, but every once in a while something happens and I feel like doing something. But I don't know. One of these days. They keep pulling me back in. Pause. But
man, I still like. I wish Backpack would come back, man. I like Backpack music. Like,
I don't know. The spokesperson for Backpack is out here telling people slavery is a choice.
Man, I really hope, man. I hope, because I want so bad for him to have like some type of. I want for him to be like some type of secret mole. That's infiltrated, you know what I mean? Or so I just want him to have some type of like, this was my plan the whole time going on, you know? Because what, like a choice? He said that with like he was almost
conviction.
It was almost like, well, I mean, why didn't she just go? All you had to do was get up and leave, you know, like, huh? Like, what?
Nah,
a choice?
And it's created so much debate. And that's like that's the worst part of it to me, is that, again, like, at a time where we really can't afford to be, like, divisive, we really can't afford to be, you know, separating ourselves and ending up on opposite sides of an argument, like a statement like that, you know, you got people that's gonna rock with it and be like, yeah, slavery was a choice. And I honestly feel like the people that go that way are just the emperor's clothes folks and people who like to be contrary for the sake of being contrary. Like, some people just like to be different and say shit that sounds wrong to everybody else and find a way to justify it so that they can be different, they can be woke, you know. I think a lot of that woke movement is just whatever you think, I'm going to think the opposite and then tell you why I think it and then tell you that, you know, you don't agree with it because you asleep and I'm woke. And this feels like another one of those situations. I almost got baited into a couple arguments on the internet about it.
You don't have dragon's blood. Whatever the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, nah, I'm not on that level. But I think regardless of whether or not you believe slavery was a choice or whether or not you agree with the statement, I don't. But I think regardless of whether you agree with the statement or not, the delivery was off, you know, and that it made light of the suffering of a lot of people to say, like, those people went through all of that because they chose to go through all of that. Like, you know, that they, like, it's a difference between a choice and an ultimatum. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
If you give you're giving two equal paths and you choose one, that's one thing. That's a choice. But when you're given this or death, or this or not your death, but the death of your entire family, or I'm going to split up everybody that you know, or I'm going to, you know, I'm going to bring you to a foreign land where you know nothing. I'm going to take you away from, you know, your language. I'm going to put you with people that don't speak the language you speak. And then I'm going to give you the choice whether to fight, you know, and die or do what I told you to do. I'm a tar and feather people in front of you and then ask you if you still want to fight. I'm going to rip people apart in front of you. I'm a draw and quarter the strongest man I see and then ask you whether or not you want to do this or you want to, you know, or you want to fight. Do you want to follow in his footsteps or do you want to go, you know, do this work I told you to go do? There's a difference between a choice and an ultimatum. Mm-hmm. And to make it appear that slavery was a choice, like people always had to, and like you would have chose different. Like if you would have seen somebody get drawn and quartered in front of you and you would have been still like, yeah, I'll sign up for that before I go pick this cotton. Like I wonder how strong you really, these people really think they are, you know? And like I said, some of that wasn't like you choosing your death. It's like, if you buck, I'm not going to kill you, but I'm going to kill your entire family in front of you. Now what decision you want to make?
Right.
You know, I don't know. So yeah, I mean, you can feel like it's a little anger in my voice. But
And that's where I was coming from, to marginalize and minimize it to something and trivialize it to that. It made no sense. And then, you know, it was bad enough that Kanye said what he said, and then he tried to later clean it up. But to see that many people on my timeline and that many young people saying, yeah, like, yeah, you know, he was right. You know, if it was me, I would have rather died. Like, shut the fuck up. No, you wouldn't have rather died. You would have been sitting there sucking massive dick like everybody else. Like, you can't presume to know what their mentality was like and what it took for them to survive. As much strength as it took to stand up and to fight back, it took even more strength to turn the other cheek and to do whatever it took to survive, to see your kids survive, to see your wife survive,
another generation. We talking about people who made a quote-unquote choice that resulted in you and I sitting here having this conversation
right now. And that's my thing, to try to trivialize it when you don't know exactly, when you don't have all of the facts and you're not looking at the overall big picture. It's just asinine. It's asinine.
And there were several revolts. Haiti was not the only one. There were several in the United States where people tried to, I mean, there were attempts to revolt, and there were slave masters that were killed, and there were people that ran away in groups, you know, and there were people who saw what happened as a result of those decisions. There were people who didn't run that were murdered and killed because other people fought back.
And that doesn't even count all of the passive protests where groups of people were fighting back and protesting. So you got the other groups of people like, well, listen, I can't fight, but what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hold you down and distract them and let you do what you gotta do, and I'm gonna help you out as best I can, or breaking tools so that they can't work, or picking less than a load that they were supposed to do that day so that the person doesn't get as much money as they're supposed to get. I mean, there was tons of stuff that people were doing to show, you know, that they were fighting back. But everyone can't stand up and say, no, F you, I'm not doing this, and get shot. Like, that's not how it works.
Some people made the choice to survive, but it doesn't feel like it wasn't a choice. Like, you can't put a gun to somebody's head. Like, that's like saying that people who get raped chose to get raped. Or if you get robbed, you chose to get robbed because you could have chose to just get shot or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Like, it's different. There's a difference between a choice and an ultimatum. It's different between somebody putting a gun in your head and telling you to do something, you know, and you being given two equal paths to take.
Trying to survive and protect yourself and your family by any means necessary, that's not a choice.
It's not a choice.
It's not a choice. You can't minimize, you can't trivialize that, you can't marginalize that. It's not a choice.
And I like the way you're using trivialize and marginalize, because that's whether or not you agree with what he said, the way in which he said it trivializes and marginalizes the suffering of, you know, thousands upon thousands of people. And people who suffer and survive something that you and I wouldn't exist if they hadn't. If they had all chosen death, we wouldn't be here today. You know?
Right.
Oh, all right, all right. Woosa. Woosa.
Right, right, right. Kanye, I feel like he has OJ, the OJ sin, where I don't know if he's, I don't know, man. Maybe he's like, I'm trying to find out so bad, because like you remember the race draft on the Chappelle show?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's like trying to trade him away now, and I'm like, no, man, no. We need Kanye. You okay? He's all right. He's fucking up right now, but man, we need him on the squad. We need him. Okay, like he's batting below what 200 now. He's in a slump. He's gonna come out of it. Just come on.
And that's,
come on,
man. That's like, the same thing that T.I. said on the Breakfast Club. No matter what's going on right now, we need to figure it out, because the black delegation cannot afford to lose Kanye West. Like, he is that important to our overall movement. And this, to a certain extent.
So I need y'all help with me on that, because I just don't see it. Like, I wasn't thinking about Kanye West until he said some dumb shit. Like, he was not even on my radar. He's not anything
but think about. Look at it this way. You're not thinking about Kanye, right?
Yeah.
But Kanye said one asinine thing: slavery was a choice. How many people on your timeline was co-signing like he right?
We need to get Kanye some help. Like, we need
We do.
The black delegation need to go kidnap this nigga.
Look how much sway he has. This nigga left Nike and went to Adidas, made the ugliest regular whatever sneakers for $200 a pop. And they sell out instantly. People waiting online overnight.
And we talked about that. And that's not just Kanye. Supreme does the same shit. Like, people just, the hype beast era is in full effect. Mm-hmm. And niggas is ready to buy whatever because it's expensive and limited. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, we in the wrong business, Rich. We need to just start printing one shirt and sell that shit for $15,000 or something. Like,
you want how much one shirt that one Wu-Tang album went for?
We only got one shirt. And it's $15,000. You want me to want to say you got this one shirt? Like, we need to run that way. But I just don't get Kanye. Like, I was a fan of Kanye up until what? College dropout. What was the joint after college dropout?
Late registration.
Late registration.
Classics.
Yeah, that was classic. Maybe late registration was the last one I was truly rocking with him. And then it got weird. And I really feel like we in this emperor's clothes generation where it's like, if somebody do something super weird, super stupid, and none of us understand it, somebody will pop up and be like, you don't understand it because you're not deep enough. He's a motherfucking musical genius. Your mind is just not expanded enough to get the levels through which he is expressing himself. And then we all be like, yeah, but it is dope. That drink was real so over the top.
And I will say that Kanye does think on a different wavelength. And this is not me making an excuse for him, because he says and does some dumb shit. But most of his music, too, was ahead of its time. Like, he made shit back then that people are just now catching up to and figuring out and trying to get on the wave because it makes sense to them now, because that's what the industry is. But he was doing it then. But that's Kanye as the artist.
I don't know if I agree with that. He made good music. I don't know if it was like groundbreaking, like change the world music. It was good. It was dope.
So like Kanye, what he is, what if like, okay, granted, he said some absurd shit, but I can recall listening to like one of his interviews, and he said, "What I do is my talent is I take things and I make them better. I'm good at." He said, "I'm good at everything I do, and I take things and I make them better." That sounds so arrogant, like disgustingly arrogant.
Oh, he's arrogant like a motherfucker.
But he, I mean, where's the lie?
That's what I'm saying. His gift is his curse. His arrogance and his confidence is also his curse. This nigga walking around confidence on 1,000. You can't tell him shit.
I mean, I just, like, all right, we got Kanye, right? We got Kanye. And Kanye is who Kanye is. Do I feel like Kanye did something so much different than what Swiss Beatz has done, than what Just Blaze has done, than what Pharrell has done, than what Knife Wonder has done? I don't. He made some super weird shit, and I think it was so weird that people were afraid to say it was weird, so they said it was genius, and we rock it. And now you be looking at this genius. This is the dude that made that music.
I think that musically, progressively, collectively, Kanye can be considered a genius. I think he's commanding his attention. He's commanding the nation. As far as a politician, he need to hang it up.
He's not commanding the nation with music. He's commanding the nation by saying extremely dumb shit in very public places.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. As far as a politician,
how genius is that?
I don't agree. He's a musically.
He's a great
musically
artist.
He got it, but he needs to stop there.
Have you heard Scoopity Poop? Have you heard this motherfucking Scoopity Poop shit? You heard it, Atari?
Scoopity Poop, Poopity Poop.
You heard this shit? Is he a fucking musical genius, or is he just retarded as fuck and we afraid to
say it? Alright. Old Kanye. Not Scoopity Poop Kanye, but Kanye of latter yesteryear. Cause I can't front. That's Scoopity Poop shit. I'm not gonna go where you think I'm gonna go with this. All right. That Scoopity Poop shit was retarded as fuck. But he trolled the industry. He got people to download and listen to this shit. He got on a track and says Scoopity Poop Boop. Poop boop Scoopity Poop.
Like, that's not genius. Dude. That's exploitation. Like that's
But people bought it. He made racks.
That's
over Scoopity Poop.
That's not genius.
He was smart enough to know that niggas was gonna buy it.
He is going to these. I feel like he's going to these extreme measures to try to like make people as conscious as he is. You know what I mean? Because he's taking full advantage of it.
That's the thing.
I think.
Go ahead. My bad.
No, like I think he's just. I think he's bored, and I think he's like. I think he's just like disappointed that everyone. You know what I mean? Like stupid music. So now it's just like, all right, well, let me just make this song in 5 minutes and it's going to sell millions. Hopefully somebody will see what I'm trying to say. Through me. I don't know.
T.I. was like, Kanye's at the point where he got the formula, and honestly, anything he does or says, it's people are going to like it. So therefore, it's like he can't even try. Just like Will Smith. Will Smith made some whack ass movies, but he got the formula, and every one of them is a blockbuster hit. So it don't matter what he does. You know, I'm not making excuses for it. I'm not saying
it sounds like Kanye can do anything, and no matter how crazy it is, without him offering an explanation, we will explain it for him. We will explain a way out of the dumb shit that Kanye does over and over again. He didn't mean that.
Which brings me to
he was trolling the industry. Kanye ain't tell us he was trolling the industry.
Which brings me to my next
point.
We
coming up with explanations for this.
This is exactly why Kanye likes Trump. Because Trump is doing the exact same shit, and the nation is making excuses for Trump the exact same way, with him and Kanye having their twin dragon energy, as he said. That's why he likes Trump. I'm not making excuses for him, but that's what we are right now.
But we ain't sitting up here calling Trump a motherfucking political genius.
I didn't call Kanye a political genius.
No, but we calling him a musical genius because he's doing, he made Scoopity Poop, and people finding a reason that is dope.
I think that Trump is good to a certain extent at business.
Right.
As a politician, he sucks.
His businesses have failed repeatedly.
Yet he's still a multi-billionaire.
Because your father give you a million.
He's scamming people left and right.
Give me a million. Here's the difference. Like T.I. made the comparison. When he was saying that thing about Kanye being bored, he made the comparison to Dave Chappelle, where Dave Chappelle said he almost quit comedy because he's too good at it. And then he told you, I can tell you the punchline, and still make you laugh at it. The difference being, he did it, and that shit was dope. He told you the punchline, and then told you the joke, and you laughed at it, and was like, "Oh my god, I fucking laughed at it," even though he told me what he was gonna say. Kanye made Scoopity Poop. You see what I'm saying? He didn't make a vicious ass joke out of a punchline he told you ahead of time. He made Scoopity Poop.
What if that's the joke though?
And see what I'm saying? Y'all, people are coming up with explanations for the stuff that he is not providing these explanations. We are providing these explanations because we too afraid to say it was it's garbage. Cardi B makes better songs.
It was bullshit. But the name of the song is Scoopity Poop. I expected it to be shit trash. When I played it.
The poop. The song is shit. Scoop this poop.
Listen, like I said, he trolled the industry. This is not me making an excuse for him.
He trolled us.
I think that it was dumb as shit. That's what it was. All I know is he made a track.
He's figuring people out.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Atari.
I'm sorry. I feel like he's figured people out, and now he's bored. Like, I hope, man. I'm just looking for an out for this dude because I'm about to get on TMZ and say that. I mean, I'm pretty sure there are some black people. I mean, obviously, who agree with him, but they didn't say that shit out loud.
A lot of people on my timeline did. I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like this was a troll. This was a publicity stunt. His name is everywhere. And right after he did this shit, he released two tracks. Plus, he was on another track with Uzi Vert and some other people with a video, excuse me. And he announced a brand new sneaker that everybody's about to go out to buy.
Have you seen it?
The sneaker? Yeah, I saw the sneaker.
Have you seen the flipper or the flip-flop he made?
No, I didn't see the flip-flop. I saw the new the 700 V2 variant sneakers that he made that everybody's about to go spend rent on.
These flip-flops cost $5.
See what I'm saying?
Flip-flops.
Come get your brand new Scoopity Poops.
That's not trolling the industry. That's not trolling the fashion industry. That is trolling us. We are the people who have made Kanye who Kanye is. And if he responds to that with Scoopity Poop, I say fuck him.
There's tons of white people out here supporting him too, which is crazy. I don't know.
My personal opinion. Like I say, when I talk about stuff on this podcast, I'm talking about how I feel, and not necessarily how anybody else feels. And not saying how anybody else feels is wrong. If Kanye is your man, you want to rock with Kanye, you are 100%, in the right for feeling however you feel about Kanye, about slavery, about whatever. I'm telling you, if this is what Kanye, because people are running with this. Like, if you trolling us, if this is all a game, if this is all fun and games to you, if this is all a ha-ha joke, like, it's gone too far already. Because it's like you said, it's young people on your timeline that's running
for truth.
Tucking it for truth, and that's running with this shit, and it's going to do way more damage than it's going to do good. And so if this is your idea of what you do when you get bored, fuck you, Kanye. Like, seriously. Like, that's how I feel, And then, like T.I. was saying, he's out of touch. He was asking him about the Trump stuff, and he's like, how do you feel about
it? He
how do you feel about the travel ban? What travel ban? Like, he doesn't know what's going on, but he's saying this stuff that has way more impact than I think even he understands. And either we need to check him, or I don't know.
He's speaking according to his tax bracket. What track? Because he don't got a that he
don't. It don't apply to him,
right?
But it applies to the people who have provided him with the lifestyle he had,
right? And that's what the guy on TMZ said. Like, everything you say affects us, not you.
Yeah.
Like, we're the pawns. You're the fucking bishop and the rook and all that shit. You can maneuver how we can't, so it doesn't necessarily apply to you.
And a lot of them feel that way. That goes right back to freaking what's his name? It was the same issue with Lil Wayne months ago talking about racism doesn't still exist. What the fuck it does? Just because you don't got to deal with it, you go to the airport and you get on a private jet, on a private airstrip. You flowing through the mall and everywhere else. Nothing is happening to you with you and your security and convoy. But I got to pray before I leave the house and hope that I get to work okay. And when I see, you know, the sirens in the rear view, you know, pray that they're not coming for me and that I'm going to get out of that alive. Or, you know, pray that some dumb shit don't happen wherever I'm outside. But they don't live with that same fear because that's not their reality. You know, so that's why it's so dangerous what Lil Wayne was saying and what Kanye is saying now and the rhetoric that they're spewing, because they don't live in the same world, especially with all the motherfucking opiates, homie. I don't even know how to pronounce that word. I'm drug free. Right. So with all of the fucking drugs and pills he popping, that makes it even worse. Cause he's definitely out of touch.
Yeah. Ooh, so I need to get that kumbaya, but I need to go to a meeting.
This man said him. He said at one point he was eating like seven
opium pills. Bro, he said he got his doctor to give him a prescription for seven pills a day. Seven pills a day? That's hard. Bro.
Who does that?
Seven pills? Every waking moment of the day you high off your rocker, seven pills a day.
You need a camp, man.
That's that Kardashian.
Is there anybody that Kanye like looks up to and would listen to? That's my other fear for him. Like he feels like he's transcended humanity in such a way that there's like, is there anybody that he would listen to? Like, is anybody he would?
That's what I'm saying. He's like, he's
like, you can't ever be in that position where you feel like you're the smartest person in the world.
That's what I was about to say. I thought you was gonna say room, and I was like, no, he don't.
The world. You gotta feel like somebody.
He feels like he's the walking reincarnation of life. Like he's everything. Like his confidence and vision of self is so far past 100 is crazy. Like he literally believes like he's the second coming. And there's nothing wrong with having confidence in yourself. But he fucking literally believes he's the second. He's likened himself to Nat Turner and Harriet Tubman.
Houseway.
Nigga, he said it.
You don't have the answers, Kanye. And you don't have the answers.
When the whole slavery was a choice thing was like, bruh, really? But then when he was like, I'm like Harriet and I'm like Nat, and I was, what?
There's this one interview where he goes, if there was a Bible written about main characters, a Bible, he put himself in the Bible.
I think I saw that one. Yeah, I think I saw that one, and I immediately turned it off because I thought it was some blasphemy shit, and I thought that I was going to go down with him and get struck. Nah.
Listen to that, right?
He's gone.
I think
I like his old albums though. His old albums. What he's doing right now is crazy though.
808s is dope too.
I'm telling you, man. I don't know.
I think 808s is up there.
My Dark Twisted Fantasy. I thought that was dope. It was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Like Scoopity Poop like ruined your legacy.
You know how pissed I was when 808s came out? Like, I gotta be 100% myself right now, because I feel like I've been on the wrong side of this argument for a long time where, like, I feel alone and shit. But maybe I need to be on my Kanye and be like, fuck if how I think don't jive with how the rest of the world think. I'm right, and y'all need to wake up. I was pissed when 808s and Heartbreak came out, because to me, we had one of the greatest, because it came right after what? Late Registration?
Mm-hmm. Graduation.
I'm like, we got one of the greatest beat makers of all time. Like, this dude makes, like, to me, if you talk about what his contribution to the game, like, he went from like beats being loops to like beats being compositions. Like, he would have songs where there was no loop. Like, every eight bars was a different eight bars. Like, maybe with a consistent theme, but the eight bars would vary in instrumentation and everything. So I think, like, Kanye took it from, like you could just create an eight-bar loop and just, you know, and just do them eight bars over and over and over again to where you had to have, like, a full-on composition. It's like, we went from this dude who was creating, like, compositions to me to this dude who dumbed everything down to, like, an 808 and auto-tune. And I was so disappointed in that album. Like, I was so disappointed in that album. It wasn't this magnificent creation that everybody else seems to think it was. To me, it was...
I don't get it twisted. I liked 808. And I liked a few songs, and I was going through some shit at the time when it came out, so it came right on time. But I didn't think, like, 808 was, like, his, like, coming to masterfulness. Like, that wasn't my favorite shit. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Graduation, like, all of those, was dope, but...
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was the beginning of the weird, for the sake of being weird.
No. Like, that was an acquired taste.
You gotta be a Scooby Kanye. Scooby the Poop lost me. Did you hear the other one with TR?
Jesus lost me. What was New Slaves? Or what? I don't know. I've been lost for a minute, though. I've been lost. The one with TR is all right. And I like the whole concept behind it. I had that listed as some lyrics of the week as well. Like some of TR's lyrics in there. And it seemed like they really took the conversation that they had and, like, put it on record. Like, it was a real conversation.
What T.I. bars did you have?
T.I. bar? You wasn't feeling no T.I. bars on the Ye versus
Ye versus the people? T.I. hasn't had lyrics to me since Paper Trail.
Yeah, I think T.I. said, probably so, Ye, but where you trying to go with this? It's some shit you just don't align with and don't go against. And that was, and I think that, like, spelled out the point perfectly. Like, there's just some things, there's some lines you don't cross. Even if this is how you truly feel, you need to find a better way to state it. Like, you need to find a better way to express it, because you hurt, like he was telling you, like, you're hurting
you
people.
You hurt people.
You're hurting
people.
Like,
wow, wait, did I? Hold on, let me think about it. Like,
yeah, you're hurting people. Like, people feel a way about Trump, and you take a picture of him with the hat on. Like, I understand he thought, because I'm so transcendent that if I put on this hat, I've now taken the power away from the hat, and I've made it into a symbol.
That's not what
that, nah, bro, you're not that. Like, some you need to.
And he literally said it. Not when I wear it.
Bro, you hurt people. But Royce's album was dope. Royce's album was dope.
Yeah, no. What was it? The Booker Ryan?
I almost cried listening to that album, though. Like I said, that was a truly personal
Royce album.
The Royce album, yeah. Like, that was a truly personal album. Like, he told some real stories. He's gone through some, you know, some crazy stuff. And it was some things that, like, truly touched me on that album.
On some real shit though, pause. I didn't think it was gonna be that good. You know what I mean? And I don't say that to diminish Royce the 5'9". And I don't say that to say that I didn't think the album was going to be good. Because I thought the album was going to be bomb. Because I've been liking Royce's music since I never even heard about Royce until I was working at Nike back in like 2011, 2012. And he did that Good Meets Evil joint with Eminem.
Yeah.
And he had that collaboration shoe at Converse. And I was part of the team that helped to roll out the shoe.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, bet, let me download the album. So I downloaded the album, and that's when I started fucking with, like, Royce back in, like, 2011. Ever since then, he hasn't, like, disappointed, so I fucks with him. You know, he'll make my top list every time. But this album, though, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm one of those people, like, I'll listen to an album, like, back to front, maybe once or twice, but it just doesn't get you. I gotta put that shit on shuffle, or be like a few tracks here you like, a few tracks there, but the way it's orchestrated just doesn't really speak to you. But like that Royce, listen to it straight through. That shit got me. 444 got me. That Cole K.O.D. got me. Like, it's a few albums that, like, you just, you have to give them, like, their due.
Yeah.
And the Book of Ryan, it was fucking dope.
So let's get to, because I got a feeling Atari listening to some weird stuff. What you listening to these days, man?
Man, all I'm doing right now is listening to like workout music. So I just got a bunch of
You got some like Cardi Kodak. B in there, don't you, dog? You got some Cardi. You can admit you got some Cardi B in there.
Hell no, I got the guy that writes for her. I like Kodak.
Okay. So you like so Kodak. All right. So what's the draw on Kodak? Because I don't get the Kodak Black thing. Help me out,
man. I think I can send you this documentary and you would appreciate him. Like it will really make you want to listen to him. You okay. know what I mean? Because he's not a real flashy guy. You know what I mean? He's like he looks like and he acts and talks like he can be like you know one of the guys you grew up down the street with. He don't take himself too serious. You know what I mean? And his delivery is a little it's gutter as fuck, you know. But the way he says things, like and the way he puts them together, it's creative, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would say he's a not a lyricist, but he's an artist. You know what I mean?
Was I'm not gonna call him back a fucking with Cash Me Outside Girl and got arrested?
Was
he? I don't know. It's too much to keep trying. But yeah, if you could send me that documentary, like I'm trying not to be like the judgmental old dude that's yelling at the kids to get off his lawn and turn that noise
yes.
off.
Yes.
So I'm trying like, to understand like, some of this shit.
Like I like Kodak. I like a lot of people don't like him. I like Uzi. I mean, okay, let me explain the Uzi.
Yeah, because Uzi is weird as fuck.
Uzi is weird as hell. He is. But he's kind of like the pioneer for like what's going on with the rest of the music today. Like, I mean, he has a few tracks that are cool, but I just mostly listen to him when I work out. So I guess that's why I like him. But like Cardi, I would never support Cardi. I'm not gonna talk bad about Cardi. She's a great entertainer. I would love to have her dance at a function of mine, but I'm not about to Like, I'll never call her an artist. Like, she's not. She's a great entertainer. She's, you know, she looks good and everything. But I don't like how she acts. And I feel like she acts like that 24/7. I don't think that's an act. I think that's really how she is.
No, that's her.
And that's so unattractive.
So did you say Kodak writes for her?
Yeah, he wrote a few of her hits. Don't she sound like... Well, look.
Well, we had a discussion on the show. Like, I've been trying to tell people. Like, to me, I didn't know whether or not she had anything written or not. But like her,
like somebody's doing something.
Yeah, her person, like the person I see in interviews and in the bars I hear, they don't coincide. Like, it don't seem like that person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to say she's stupid, but like, I don't see the level of artistry in her personality that comes across to me. Because there's bars in the music. Like, she is spitting.
I feel like she'll write her stuff and then she gets proofread. Like, her shit gets proofread. All
right. That might
You be know true. What I mean? Like,
somebody
or, like, they'll fix the cadence or they'll fix, like, 80% of what she wrote. They'll fix her cadence. Like they'll 80%. Tell her to say it like this. And, Bodak Yellow sounds like Kodak Black.
Nigga, it sounds if like Kodak. Somebody fixing 80%, all she wrote was the and Cardi. Like, the fuck? Whole rest of the track, that was somebody else. But to be fair, I don't really fuck with Kodak Black like that, so I couldn't even pick out if like that was his,
that was
like,
his flow
style
or
yeah, his flow.
But yeah, now I want to check out this documentary. I really want to understand. Like, I don't understand, and that fucks with me. So I want to understand, but I think I figured it out, Rich. Like, Atari hit the nail on the head. Pause. I don't like this music because I don't work out. That's what the fuck it is. If I worked out, maybe I get it. But I don't work out, so I don't get it.
Man, I need to start working out too. This dad bod is crazy. I need to start going running again. I can't do that.
Maybe I can listen to some
off the jump,
some Uzi while I'm running.
Do,
but
and then what's the guy? Designer.
Who that?
You know, designer.
Yeah,
designer.
Yeah, I wish I didn't, but I know. Yeah.
So. He was on The Breakfast Club, And he gave away, I mean, a gold nugget. And the nugget that he gave away is going to create so much more crap. Bull crap. Because he said, like, he gave away the science of vows.
Okay. The science of vows.
Yeah, apparently that people who, you know, if you study music, they come upon these realizations about how the power of words, I mean, which I knew existed, and like vowels and stuff. So he was like, yeah, you know, all I do is focus on vowels, the A, but I want everything to sound like an A, because A just makes people, it makes people feel a certain way, and they just automatically just, it just does something to them. So he just gave away, he gave away a lot of, you know, not a lot, but like, I guess his formula as to why he's successful, because his music sucks, except when he's in the gym.
Man, he be high as fuck. I don't know what he be saying.
I heard somebody say, like, they got an interview with him where he's, like, speaking regularly. Like, that's what bothers me. Like, if you can talk in a way that I can understand you, yeah, then why do you always talk?
Why you doing this bullshit?
Why you doing the bullshit? Like why don't you do that more often so I can understand you? Maybe, because if I get to like an artist as a person, I'm going to like their music. And even if I like your music, if I stop liking you as a person, it's going to change the way I appreciate your music. I used to love Joe Budden as an artist until I watched Love & Hip Hop. Killed it.
He's an asshole, right?
Killed it for him.
He's an asshole, right?
Asshole. I used to be sitting there here just apologizing to Tammy watching to that show, like something happened. I just look at her. Yeah. You know I would never do that to you, right, babe? You know I would never do that to you. All right, I just don't want you to know. I love you.
He's a whole asshole.
Them niggas, they was fucking it up for everybody, dog. Hell, Peter Guns. Peter only had that one hit, but let me stop talking bad about these dudes. So, shout outs to hip hop.
What you want? Do you want to hit the rest of the topics, or you want to call it at about 1:17?
Yeah, so, all right, let's do one, like, for the love of the topic. What should we do? Should we do the sleeping sperm? I want to do these petty responses, because I like to do petty lessons. I think I'm gonna finish this off with a petty lesson, a lesson in how to truly be petty. And I saw this on Facebook, and it was my favorite post of the week. Alternative responses to when somebody says "I love you" is dope as fuck. Like, I'm going with number one. Number one on the list is my new response. Tammy is gonna hate me for the rest of our lives together, but a response when somebody says "I love you," who doesn't? Bam! Now that's beautiful, yo. I'm gonna kill the game of doubt. Like, I love you. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? I know it's number two. I know. I love you. I know. Like, these are petty lessons, people. Pay attention. Number three, thanks. That is going to infuriate women. If a woman tells you she loves you and you say thanks, nigga, I wouldn't eat nothing at her house for a solid month.
Bro,
she might be putting bleach in your cereal, dog. Dead serious.
All of the rest of these are pretty whack. They're not really petty or thought provoking or anything.
Why is a good one. I like why.
Nah, because women say that all the time. I love you. Why? Explain it to me.
But you gotta hit them back with, like, they wouldn't be ready if you said why, or they give you something stupid because you're just so you.
But
fuck is that
who
mean?
Doesn't I know and thanks, that's some real petty responses to I love you.
Alright, I need a millennial translation. What is yeet? Can you help me out with that, Atari? What the fuck is yeet?
Okay, so as far as I know, yeet is like, it's an action verb. So,
it's like
say,
yeet, yeah?
No, it's like yeet. It's like yeet, like, it's like when you watch an AI video and he breaks my ankles, that's a yeet. You know?
All
right. Like yeet, or like if you doing a dance move and a dance move lands on a hard beat, you know what I'm saying? Or yeet. I don't know, man. It's
yeet. So do you have to say, is it just yeet, or do you gotta put like a yeet? You gotta like go yeet. In. All right.
Yeah.
You gotta go in with it.
You gotta sound stupid, man. Or said it's not cool.
So let me see. I'm trying to envision it, you know, telling me like, Jared, I love you. Yeet? Like, I don't get it. All right, so yeah, that one don't work. I'm sorry. I think I'm sorry is a good one. I love you. I'm sorry.
Right?
I could do that. I could do, depending on the situation in your relationship, you might actually be sorry that they love you. Like, that wasn't what I was going for.
Google says it's a term used to express excitement.
Yeah.
Yeet? You know? So you excited that they love you.
But breaking somebody's ankle is exciting, you know.
It's exciting. But yeah, man, who doesn't is my new job. You know what I used to do? And here's a lesson for ladies, like, to pay attention to, because I know some dudes that think this way. I used to think this way, and I used to use this all the time. Like, if a girl says, I love you, as long as you don't put the I in front of it, it don't mean nothing. So I knew a lot of dudes that'd be like, girl would say, I love you, and they'd be like, love you too.
Also,
because they had that belief.
Also, people don't realize if you add the two at the end, it sort of negates it. Like if your wife says I love you, or your significant other, and you say I love you, that's you expressing the fact that you genuinely love them. But if you're like you said, you drop the I,
yeah,
but then you add the two at the end, it's like, oh, love you too. Like, nigga, you say that to the nigga at the girl selling you sneakers. No, that's just that's some friend shit. That's not genuine I love you, I'm in love with you. That's just some cool, I'm about to co-sign this, love you too.
Love you as well, also.
Exactly. It's not the same thing. Ladies, if he drops the I and adds a two, run.
I'm just saying, look out for that I. Because I used to be that. And it's dumb. Like, saying it now is super dumb.
That's the rule.
Like, I ain't say I though. But you tell me you love me all the time. I never said I love you.
That's the rule. It's like, when people be like, I got something to tell you. You be like, for real? Nah, for real, for real. Or you be like, we talking. We not talking, but we talking. The language takes on a life of its own.
I'm grown as fuck, nigga. I can't. You can't repeat shit twice. They be like, it means something.
You gotta say the word twice for it to actually be real.
For real. For real, for real.
We ain't talking. We just talking.
Know what I mean?
You know, it ain't love, you know, just Lord love, you know.
You see how the language evolves on its own? Damn.
Yeah, I'm grown as fuck.
You can't be single in 2018, Lord.
I'm trying to hold on, my brother. Shit. I don't want to be back out there. I feel for you, Atari.
Oh, no, please don't. I'm good. I'm scared of that. I'm so scared of that. I know now that at least for right now, yeah, I don't need that in my life. That's extra stress, man. I commend married people, because that takes a whole lot of energy, man. Like, you got other people to think about. You got other, like, you gotta worry about somebody's constant comfort filter that you gotta, like, make sure everything you say passes through.
Man, I'd rather deal with it. See, doing that is the easy part. You know what's hard? Pause. Going to the club and trying to figure out, is she legal? Is she old enough, or is she underage? And in the same moment, trying to figure out if she's a he or if she's a she.
Oh, well, see.
There's too much going on out here.
Now, look, this is what you do about that. So, like, and I know I'm going to catch some ridicule for this, but, man, you can't go for dimes. Like, if she's a dime, I don't trust it.
If she's
like,
a 10 and she ain't got no attitude, she's a dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you look that good, like, I don't even trust it. You are, like, huh? Like, are you real? You just, like, materialized right here. Like, no.
You're hearing it, ladies. You better dumb it down. You better dumb that shit down.
Dumb it down.
And even are not a guy, you not, didn't have a sex change, like, you're crazy. Like, you're doing too much work to cover up the fact that you're crazy. That's too much. That's like the light drawing in the mosquito. Like, I can't deny that script. You know what I'm saying? Then I get too close, and then you just sink your claws into my neck and suck all the life out of me. Oh, you know what, man, I'm saying? I'm good.
Hey, ladies, y'all need to be falling for that no more. This is real talk right here. These niggas said you like a light drawn in a mosquito.
I'm good.
That's So I'm saying being single in 2018 is a chore.
It's definitely a chore because then, like, so, like, even if you have, like, a friend in 2018, you're still going to get clocked. Like, that's your significant other. Like, there is no, you can't have a friend without being held accountable. You know what I mean? And that accountability is bullshit. I don't like that.
Because the rules have changed. You fuck around and watch Netflix one time. Like, hitched.
Cell phones are like face masks and football. Like, they ruin the game. Like, you're always accessible. You're always accessible. Like, and you have to, I know you saw me call. You can't say, because it's like, if your phone is dead, it's going to go straight to voicemail. So if it rings at all, which it is, because you're not that fast, they're going to know that you saw them call. It's just so much, man. It's not, it sucks.
When you don't answer the phone and you don't respond to the text, but you're liking shit on Instagram.
Right. And it's like, you, like, seriously?
Nigga, God, I'm going to go outside and kiss Tammy and be like, baby, don't you ever... I kill you. No, I wouldn't do that.
I mean, we already know how she gonna kill you.
Yeah, she done said how she gonna kill me. I'm keeping my shit a secret, so if it ever happens, y'all can't be like, that's exactly how he described it. And, that's the cue to wind things up. Here comes my goodnight kisses. Come here, sweet pea. You gonna say goodnight? Say night night. All that talking she do, I put her in front of a microphone. Nothing. Okay, night night, sweet pea. I love you.
She learned it early, man. You don't do what you told.
Right.
You do what you want.
She run this house. She run the world. She run the house.
Oh yeah.
All right, but yeah, people, the Flanagan household is winding down. Everybody about to go to sleep in here. I want to say thanks to Atari for joining us. I think he added, you know, great perspective to the conversation and dropped some true gems about dimes and mosquitoes and lights and face masks and all that. So yeah, thanks man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Man, anytime. But yeah, like we always say, until the next time we speak, everybody be safe and be the light.
Be the light.
All right, peace.